powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
There's always something new and exciting happening in Montgomery County, Maryland. Join podcaster and business leader Kelly Leonard and me, Bob Levy, on another episode of Something to Talk About, where we speak with industry leaders making an impact in our county.
Host who is the most Frog Squatch.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So hello to all my friends out there in Prague land, whether you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, or soon coming to Google Play Music, or whether you're listening to Progzilla Radio, Prog Positivity, or Voyage 35 Radio. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm so glad you could attend. Come inside for another exciting episode of Prog Watch. Steady listeners will recall that a few months back I did a special on John Wetton and I called it Prog Hopper. But at the time, I said that the original inspiration for the whole idea was John Mitchell. When I had played some arena a few months back on the show, I was impressed by John Mitchell's resume and seeing how many different side projects he had played in. And that gave me the inspiration to do the whole Prog Hopper thing. I decided to do John Wetton first just because he has been in a million bands. And I had also heard of his health issues, and I'm wishing him well once again here. But I figured I'd return to the original inspiration for the idea this week and do a little Prog Hopper feature on John Mitchell. John Mitchell is, of course, a progressive rock guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. His latest music project is called Lonely Robot. The album Please Come Home was released this year in February. He first came to widespread attention as the guitarist for Arena, which he joined in 1997, replacing the outgoing guitarist Keith Moore. He's appeared on every Arena album since then, but has also had various side projects over the years, including The Urbane, Kino, and Frost. We're going to hear from all of them a little later. He's also played with the subject of my first ever Prog Hopper episode, John Wetton, and toured with Martin Barr of Jethro Tull fame in Martin's touring band called New Day. In the 2012 tour, John sang many of the Tull songs which were performed. John is also a record producer and sound engineer at Outhouse Studios, a recording studio in Reading, UK, where he has recorded and produced music for a number of rock bands, including Enter Shikari, You, Me at Six, Lower Than Atlantis, Architects, The Blackout, Kids in Glass Houses, Funeral for a Friend, My Passion, Exit 10, I Divide, Ivy Rise, Anive, Touchstone, Your Demise, and You and What Army. But anyway, I think we'll begin things with the band that propelled John to fame, which is Arena. From their album The Visitor in 1998, I'd like to play the song The Visitor.
Was there strength enough to set me free? Am I even sure I'm living now? Or is this some kind of dream? Is it really that important? Did I really need to find this way? Have I never looked inside before? Have I always been afraid? The vampire waits on the corner of the street. Ask the clown and the words of the creature. Try to run, but you'll never beat the thief. Are these the faces of the visitor?
It was born from a moment's dream. That was fun.
Yes, Albus, I think it was rather fun. The Visitor by Arena from their album The Visitor in 1998. At this point, Arena featured Paul Wrightson on vocals, John Mitchell, our subject, on guitars and backing vocals, John Jowett on bass, who's also played with IQ, Jadis Frost, and Mick Pointer, the original Marillion drummer, on drums. Obviously, if he's the drummer, he's playing the drums. But anyway, also we have Clive Nolan on keyboards and backing vocals, and Clive could probably be the subject of another prog hopper somewhere down the road, because he's played with Oliver Wakeman, Pendragon, Shadowland, Kimora, Strangers on a Train, Neo, and Casino. So maybe we'll get to that somewhere down the road. But next, I'd like to touch on one of Mitchell's numerous side projects, The Urbane. The Urbane were a four-piece band from Reading, comprising Mitchell on lead guitars and vocals, Martin Raggett on bass guitar, Paddy Darlington on keyboards, and Paul Cooper on drums. Now, I say were because I don't know if he's ever going to return to this project. It's been a few years since we've heard from them. But they did produce two albums in 1999, an album called Neon, and in 2003, an album called Glitter. From the album Glitter, I'd like to play a track called Give It Away.
I'm
Once again, that track was Give It Away from the album Glitter by John Mitchell's side project, The Urbane. And while this isn't the proggiest stuff, and none of the Urbane albums really are, they do kind of show Mitchell as a very versatile guy. Not only are you hearing him sing here, which, you know, was a revelation as well to hear how great his voice is when he was basically fronting this band. But, you know, you also get to hear him playing outside of, and writing also outside of the prog sphere a little bit. It's a little more of a contemporary mainstream sound, which I think shows some versatility, obviously.
Oh, hello, it's Martin from Yak. You're listening to Prog Watch.
But anyway, another side project of the same era was Kino, K-I-N-O, where Mitchell was joined by Marillion, Edison's Children, and transatlantic bassist Pete Trewavis, It Bites keyboard player John Beck, and Porcupine Tree drummer Chris Maitland. In this project, Mitchell plays guitar, obviously, and he's also the lead singer. From their album Picture in 2005, I'd like to play a track called Loser's Day Parade.
She says, these are the days.
It was rather brilliant, wasn't it, Harry? Once again, that was definitely a proggier outing here, again, from Kino, K-I-N-O, from their album Picture. And the name of the track was Loser's Day Parade.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Voyage 35 Radio.
And remember that while working in all these other side projects, Mitchell was still cranking out great music with Arena. From their album Contagion in 2002, I wanted to let you hear a track called Witch Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that was Witch Hunt from the album Contagion, released by Arena, the band, in 2002. Arena, at this point, still featuring Mick Pointer on drums, Mitchell on guitars, and Clive Nolan on keyboards. But we also had a change of vocalist from the last album we sampled. We had Rod Sowden on vocals this time, and a change of bass player, Ian Salmon, was playing bass on the Contagion album.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not long after he played in Keno and did it more arena work, Mitchell was drafted to join a newly formed It Bites for their 2008 album, The Tall Ships. At this time, the lineup of It Bites consisted of John Mitchell on guitars and lead vocals, John Beck, keyboards and backing vocals, Bob Dalton, drums and backing vocals, and John Mitchell and John Beck handled all the bass guitar chores. From their album, The Tall Ships, I'd like to play a track called The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Once again, this is It Bites.
Take back the time.
Once again, that was It Bites, The Wind That Shakes the Barley was the name of the song from their album The Tall Ships. And I thought this was a pretty nice little showcase for Mitchell's explosive pyrotechnic guitar abilities. That little section in the middle where the song just kind of blew up into a big duel between Beck and Mitchell, and they were both tearing it up pretty good. But anyway, around this period, Mitchell also became involved in Frost. That's F-R-O-S-T with a little star at the end. I don't know if you need that to find them online. Probably don't. If you search Frost and John Mitchell, I'm sure you'll find them. But anyway, the band was put together by famed UK producer Jem Godfrey to create new and exciting progressive rock music that blended the spirit of the old with a more modern and accessible approach to the overall sound. The band featured Jem Godfrey on vocals and keyboards, John Mitchell, guitars and vocals, Andy Edwards on drums, John Jowett on bass. Some of these guys just keep cropping up, right? And John Boyes on additional guitars. From their album, Million Town, I'd like to play a track called Black Light Machine. This is Frost from 2006.
I'm just a stranger. Thank you.
Once again, the name of the track, Black Light Machine, by the band Frost, featuring John Mitchell, from their album Million Town in 2006.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to skip ahead a little here. Following a second excellent Frost studio album, Experiments in Mass Appeal, in 2008, Mitchell was back with Arena for the Seventh Degree of Separation, released in 2011. From that album, I'd like to play a track called Trebuchet. Again, that was Trebuchet by Arena from their album The Seventh Degree of Separation from 2011. We still had in the band at this point Clive Nolan, Mick Pointer, and John Mitchell, the core. We had a new vocalist, Paul Manzi, on this album, and John Jowett returned to the bass duties, having been gone for a little while there. But again, like I said, some of these guys just keep cropping up, right?
Why are you sitting there resting when we're so near the end? Come on, let's go.
All right, Sean, you're right. We are. We're coming down the home stretch here. So in 2014, Mitchell decided it was time to do his own project. On the Inside Out record label's announcement, Mitchell stated, "I'd long thought about doing an album where I could have total control from start to finish with the music, lyrics, production, and choosing who I wanted to contribute, expanding from the idea of just a solo album. Musically, this album is very proggy, but more about atmosphere than technical expertise, inspired by my love of science fiction and interest in the evolution of the human race." The project he is talking about was called Lonely Robot. it was mainly Mitchell's solo project, but as you heard, he was looking for some contributions from some of the other people that played on the album. They made an album called Please Come Home, which was released in February of 2015. And it featured a series of prog notables, including standing drummer Craig Blundell from Stephen Wilson's touring band, Frost, and Nick Beggs from Kajagoogoo and Stephen Wilson's band, Nick Kershaw, Steve Hogarth of Marillion, Heather Finley, Mostly Autumn, and Jem Godfrey, who we had heard in Frost. So from the album, Please Come Home, by the project Lonely Robot, I'd like to play, not really a title song, because it's actually the name of the project, Lonely Robot. That's the name of the track, Lonely Robot.
Please come home, lonely robot. Your heart is beautiful, programmed to receive. We miss you now, lonely robot. Ever so beautiful.
Hazy
Again, that track was called Lonely Robot from the project called Lonely Robot, more or less a Mitchell solo project, and from the album Please Come Home, which was just released earlier this year.
Voyage 35 Prague Radio.
And I think we have time for maybe one more. So from this same Lonely Robot album, Please Come Home, I'd like to play another track called Are We Copies?
Trust.
Once again, that song was called Are We Copies from the Lonely Robot Project, headed by John Mitchell. And the album was called Please Come Home. So let's ask our resident expert. What do you think, Hal? Are we copies? Can you answer that?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Hal, I'm Tony. Dave was the co-host for most of the first season.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
Hal, I think I know my own name.
It can only be attributable to human error. This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, wasn't that special, our old friend Hal. Anyway, that's about all we have time for. I hope you enjoyed my little overview of John Mitchell's career with Arena and his various side projects, the Urbane, Kino, Frost, Lonely Robot. And if you like what you're hearing on the show, I'd ask if you'd please stop by my Facebook page, Prog-Watch, and give me a like there. Or you can follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, ProgSquatch. I do something on Twitter every day called the Today's Classic. I made my own hashtag, even. You can search it there. Hashtag Today's Classic, no hyphen or anything, just all one word, Today's Classic. I get some friends like Tony Ish. I'll give you a shout out here, Tony. Chimes in on a regular basis with these daily classic things I post. You know, it's usually the release date of a particular album in the history of Prague, or maybe, you know, honoring the birth of somebody who's been in Prague bands over the years. So, yeah, you can do that if you care to. If you like the Facebook page, I think you see the Twitter posts as well, because I think I have them linked up. You get to see the Today's Classic there. And, you know, you can always drop me a message on Twitter or Facebook, or if you wanted to do so in a more private forum, you could send me an email, progsquatch@gmail.com, ProgSquatch, all one word, @gmail.com. One other little bit of exciting news, the website progwatch.com is coming along pretty nicely, and I want to give a shout out to my good friend Dan Foytek, who handles about 4 podcasts now for our Society 13 network. He does some relating to horror, the Wicked Library, his own Ninth Story, and he started something new called Listen recently. And Dan's all about story and horror stories, and he has an interesting little kind of mascot ghost girl by the name of Victoria. I wrote him a little haunting piano theme for the show, and he's been helping me out with setting up this website, and it's starting to look pretty good. So I'll keep you informed on that. It's coming along, not quite there yet, but getting there. But I guess that's about all I have time for this week. So I want to say to you one more time, prog on, brothers and sisters.
Misliff managed.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.